Whitehurst in the Know. I'm Ilse.
And I'm Jessica.
And I'm Giselle.
And we're your hosts. Today we'll be interviewing a really special guest.
Hello, everybody. Diaz in the house.
Tell us about yourself, Ms. Diaz.
Well, I'm a bilingual resource specialist for MMSD, and I have been in the district for 26 years in my role. Originally, I am from Cuba. I came here when I was your age, in middle school. So I know the struggles that it is to be Latino in this community, and this is why I wanted to give back to the community, and this is why I do the work that I do.
Okay. What's your role in the Whitehurst Community MMSD?
Bilingual Resource Specialist.
Okay.
Okay, that's nice. So today we'll be interviewing Ms. Diaz about the big, great event that we had on May 5th, in which we were celebrating El Día del Niño and Cinco de Mayo.
So, Ms. Diaz, what was your most favorite part of the event?
Well, I love all parts of the event, but my favorite part was seeing everybody enjoying themselves and the dancers. And also, I do have to say that I really enjoy seeing my students being lead in this event.
Which students?
I had two master's ceremonies, Elsed and Giselle. I also had in recruiting Jessica. And then I had a lot of the other sixth graders that were leading in the room. So all kids were leading everywhere, and so were the parents.
What event planning tools did you use to help this event happen?
Well, my secret weapons were the parents and the students. Those are the tools that I actually utilize in the community.
How were you a part of this event?
I was more like a mentor to the seventh grader team and the parents. And also, I had to reach out to the community and to make sure that we get resources.
How do you feel about the whole event? Like, how do you think it went?
I think the whole event went very well because this is the first time since I've been here 11 years at Whitehorse that we had such a big event since Latino Luncheon. The event, we were planning only 200 people to attend, and we had over 250 people. But everything went well, been very, very good. Everything was smooth, and it was very positive, a positive energy in the building.
How much money was to plan this event?
Well, we actually needed $5,000 or more, but we end up using zero because of the generosity of a lot of the business, surrounding business and parents. We were able to do the event with no money at all.
Okay, that's nice. Would you like to do this type of event again or next year maybe?
Yes, actually we already planning another event. We are uniting with our sister school, which is Schenck Elementary, and we're going to plan another event that's probably gonna be bigger.
Can you tell us more about the event, or like a little?
The event for next year is gonna be focused in Latino heritage or Hispanic heritage. Is around that time. And for this event, we are writing a grant to see if we can get involved the business that helped us out and this time be able to pay them a little bit more. We're going to have food from different countries, including Colombia, Mexico, Venezuela. So we're going to try to include a lot more of the other Central American, Latin American countries into this event. It's on the works right now to be planned, so I guess we'll be talking next year.
Okay, that's great.
Okay, period.
Okay, thank you for letting us interview Ms. Diaz, and we'll see you guys later with
another banger!
Thank you for having me.